Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. As we were preparing our year-end wrap-up and look ahead, we noticed that this year's wrap-up sounded a lot like last year's wrap-up, a real oddity in the fast-moving tech world. See what you think. Just substitute 2012 whenever you hear 2011, and 2013 whenever you hear 2012. The holiday greetings, by the way, are just as heartfelt this year, too. Happy holidays! Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. First of all, season's greetings and happy holidays to all, whatever holidays are celebrated in your particular home and heart. As the light shifts at winter solstice, and as the calendar year comes to an end, many folks do 2011 year-in-review programs here on the radio, in print publications, and on websites. And of course, shortly thereafter, pundits of one sort or another take their shots at divining what's in store for 2012. We're going to pass on constructing electronic cottage versions of the 2011 year-in-review, or the outlook for 2012. But we aren't above noting a few technological phenomena from the past year that portend big changes in our lives in years to come, and peeking at some technological predictions from those who've proven pretty adept at predicting in the past. The first prediction that we may want to recall was made not last year, and not by some blowhard pundit, but back in the year 2000 by one of our great technologists. That's when Bill Joy, inventor of BSD Unix, which underlies much of the software that runs the internet even today, stood up and said that the confluence of robotics, genetic engineering, and nanotechnology had qualitatively changed the world we live in, and that we would be wise not to pursue investigating certain areas in science that could result, in his view, in, if not the full demise of human beings on the planet, at least in the destruction of human life on a scale never seen before, not even from atomic weapons. At the time, Bill Joy was poo-pooed by many scientists, technologists, and politicians for whom the only mantra is progress, generally defined as more and more control over nature. Well, it took over a decade, but the very nightmare that Bill Joy cautioned against appeared. For the first time, a government advisory board, the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity, asked what are perhaps the two top science publications in the world, the journals Science and Nature, not to publish the full results of research of a biomedical experiment that created a highly contagious virus that is extremely deadly to humans. This kind of censorship is anathema to science, but perhaps it's the only response to dealing with the results of research which, Joy cautioned a decade ago, probably shouldn't have been done in the first place. And this virus could quite easily be evolved to be transmitted in aerosols. In other words, to be spread simply by breathing it in. This is eerily close to the scenario Bill Joy envisioned. Couple this biological virus with self-replicating nano-sized robot particles that can spread themselves without further human intervention, and you've got the makings of a very scary sci-fi movie. So this request that scientists not publish their work in a form that can be replicated is a first, and if we were in the predicting business, we'd guess that it won't be the last in years to come. In fact, since we humans are unlikely to heed Aristotle's or Bill Joy's advice that there are some things better left uninvestigated, it's quite possible that we will see many more examples of the scientific method put aside in the hope that results will not escape the lab. Not a very solid hope if history is any guide. Well, as long as we said the predict word, we might as well take a look at a set of predictions that are not for 2012 specifically, but which over the years have proved to be from a source that has been very accurate. We refer to IBM's 5 in 5, IBM's forecast of 5 innovations that will alter the tech landscape within 5 years, and, of course, our lives as well. Here they are. The first is, people power will come to life. Now, in this case, people power does not mean what we might think it means in a year in which we saw the Arab Spring and the Occupy movement, both facilitated by social networks and mobile communication devices. A year in which Time magazine named the person of the year not some particular politician or sports hero or technologist, but a generic person, the protester. In IBM's sense of the term, people power means electrical power generated by people and the activities in their homes as they go about their daily business. From charging batteries while riding a bicycle, to capturing energy from the water flowing through pipes in our houses as we take a shower or do the dishes. Researchers at IBM predict that people will be able to power their own homes within 5 years with little or no additional fuel source. The second prediction is not difficult to imagine at all, since it's already happening, but the IBM folks predict it will become ubiquitous. They put it this way, quote, "You will never need a password again," end quote. Why? Because biometrics will become so widespread that your iris or your voice or your palm print will be all that you need to gain access to your computer, your gated workplace, your ATM machine, and on. Whether you think that's good or bad is another question, but it seems like this world is coming. Like the previous two items, the third on the IBM list is also one we've discussed on past editions of the Electronic Cottage. As IBM expresses it, quote, "Mind reading will no longer be science fiction," end quote. In the 5-year time frame, the examples are likely to be somewhat modest, since lots and lots of research needs to be done. But it could be possible in that time frame, for example, for you to just think about calling someone, and your smartphone dials without you having to say anything, let alone punch in a number. Again, whether you see this as a good thing or as a Bill Joy, we shouldn't go there thing, is a matter for your own judgment. But as far as IBM is concerned, it's definitely a world that's on the immediate horizon. Well, we're out of time today, so we'll pick up with the remaining two predictions next time, as we contemplate, as Samuel Morse asked in the first telegraph message, "What hath God wrought?" Or, in our case, what are humans creating, and what will it mean for us and for our children? Right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.